One of the country's most popular visitor attractions, Fota Wildlife Park in Cork, remains closed after the presence of the highly pathogenic H5N1 strain of the bird flu virus was confirmed in a number of captive geese who died in the park in recent days. Vets from the Department of Agriculture are said to be working with the team there and investigations are ongoing. Now, while the risk to humans is said to be very low, for poultry farmers, especially those who are close to Fota, this is a worrying time. Now, I'm joined by poultry farmer Robert Fitzsimmons, who owns East Ferry Farm near Middleton. Robert, tell me about the type of poultry farm you run there.
Hi, good morning, Lucky, you and your listeners. Primarily, this time of year, it's turkeys. We do free-range chicken, but turkeys mainly now is our big business for Christmas. I suppose, look, it's a stressful time. I'm living in the flight path between Ballintober and Rathdellan, and migratory birds fly over us daily, and it's just a worrying time that turkeys could pick up this NH5-1, and if they do, first of all, it would be very serious for the welfare of the birds, obviously, and second of all, financially.
I can only imagine. Now, how close are you to Fota? And there's been talk of a protection zone of 3 kilometres or exclusion zone of 10 kilometres. Have you received any formal communications from the Department of Agriculture and Food or indeed anyone else in relation to this latest discovery of bird flu at Fota Island?
I had 2 calls from our local DVO office in Cork saying not to leave out the turkeys, but after that I haven't heard anything. And I suppose look for the greater population of poultry farmers, I would like to see action being taken in a housing order, and definitely if it gets any worse, we do need to be very aware and get an exclusion zone because it's our livelihoods.
Now, the department is emphasising biosecurity measures. What does that mean or look like for a farm like yours, Robert?
Well, there's nobody left in or out of our farm at the moment. We don't leave the turkeys out. We're dipping our boots, going into them morning and evening to make sure they're okay. Basically, we're doing everything we can. We've disinfected the doors. The traffic in and out of the premises is at a minimum. So we're doing our best.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of your own birds, are they usually out and about? Are they usually of the free-range variety?
Yeah, the turkeys that I've in the home farm right now are free-range turkeys, so they should be out every day. But we've been instructed by our local veterinary office to not leave out the turkeys for the last 3 or 4 days, since I think there was a concern in Fota. So they're inside right now and safe.
Now, there have been cases of bird flu in wild birds throughout the year. Why is this more worrying, Robert?
So look, there's more of it turning up this time. This year, it's come closer to us and very early. It's been later, normally later. It's in pheasants, it's in mallard duck. It's around, look, it's like flu in humans. It spreads and it's there. And we don't know, how we're going to contain it, or the department are probably going to have a huge job to contain it, to be fair, if it goes wrong, because it's in the wild population.
And so for free-range poultry farmers like yourself, that is a real concern. Now, in the run-up to Christmas, especially when your main business at the moment is turkeys, how worried are you about what this could mean for you and for your farm?
Oh, so listen, if God forbid we were to get it, it would be financially destroy the business.
Wow.
So it's very, very serious.
Absolutely. Now, what would you like to see done, Robert, or what can be done than what's being done at the moment?
Sure. I don't know if there's any, as I said, it's in wild birds. So how do we contain wild birds? And we can't. And, we can talk about vaccinations and all these things. None of them are going to work because it's in the wild. And just trying to keep the wild away from us maybe is an answer. How do we do that? I don't know. But I would appeal maybe to the backyard poultry people not to feed the birds outside. The person with 8 or 10 hens, don't feed them outside so wildlife are feeding with them. Feed them inside. Be responsible. Because even though, the smaller producers are with the backyard poultry mightn't think they're any threat, or it doesn't matter to me. But it matters to the greater industry. So, you know, people are leaving out poultry in East Cork this morning for the whole day, and they're mixing with the wild birds. Just let them out maybe for an hour and contain them a bit more, please. And don't feed outside, don't water outside, because if wildlife are coming to you, this could be potentially destroy businesses. And first of all, we're farmers. The welfare of the poultry is paramount.
Now, members of the public are also being advised not to go near any dead birds and that kind of thing. And while it's not a risk to humans, it is that kind of cross-contamination that you're worried about.
Yeah, and this is the second case in Cork we had in the lock, and I would appeal to people that are walking the lock, like we students walking the lock tonight that are going home for the weekend, and maybe on Friday walking around the lock and going home on Saturday, don't realise how contagious this could be, or maybe going home to their next neighbour has poultry. We need the public just to be aware, but I think that awareness is greatly heightened now with the closure of Fota, and nobody wants to see Fota closed.
It's a huge tourist attraction in the area, and people will be looking forward to it opening. What do you hope for the next few weeks?
Sure, listen, we're hoping that it'll just die down, that there's not more cases, and maybe an exclusion zone and a housing order in Cork right now is one of the answers to everybody, just to keep the wildlife at bay and leave the like of us hopefully not get contaminated.
Robert Fitzsimmons, poultry farmer and owner of East Ferry Farm near Middleton in Cork. Thank you very much. It's 23 minutes past 7.